What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome to our show. It is Friday, June 25th, 2021. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We have a lot of news going on right now. And as usual, we're going to do news until we run out of the news, and then we're going to open up the phone lines. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. Let's get right on into it. The court in Minneapolis just this moment handed down the sentence for Derek Chauvin. It is 10 years for the second-degree murder count. Now, the lesser counts under Minneapolis Minnesota law, rather, you know, there's no sentence for those. And under Minnesota law, Chauvin is eligible for parole in about 6.5 years. We're waiting to see what the reaction is going to be. You know, the black community certainly wanted 30 years. They didn't get it. And I don't know, are we going to see yet more riots over this whole you know, fiasco that's been going on? The other thing that happened is that Derek Chauvin has been denied a new trial. He had petitioned the court for a new trial on the basis of prejudicial publicity, tainted jury, and the judge rejected that. So that's where we are on that. The other big story that's going on right now, of course, is down in Florida, in the town of Surfside, the collapse of the Champlain Towers. This was a 12-story condo building, and it collapsed. And so far, they have got 4 dead, and they're not sure how many people are missing. They think it may be 159, but they don't know because there's no way of knowing who was and was not in the building when it collapsed. Now, Joe Biden has declared the collapse of this building a national emergency, which may seem a little extreme, but what it actually does is it allows the Department of Homeland Security, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and other federal agencies to provide assistance to Florida authorities who are still digging through the rubble. Now, here's where it gets a little bit interesting. Scientists were doing a study of that whole area geologically, and they discovered a year ago that that condo building was sinking into the ground and needed extensive repairs for rusted steel and damaged concrete. And so they knew, and nothing was really done about it. And I'm sure those huge explosions by the Navy that registered as earthquakes on shore probably did not help the situation one little tiny bit. And even more alarming, there are other buildings in that same area at risk of collapse due to waterlogged soil areas, a lack of bedrock, and let's be honest, poor foundations. So, you know, it's like the entire country is just crumbling before our eyes because all of the money has been spent on weapons and war and, you know, drag queen story hour and the nation of Israel. So, interestingly enough, last night when Biden was making a speech from the White House, Kamala Harris had to actually lean on over and remind him to talk about the building collapse, at which point Joe Biden laughed kind of awkwardly and said, yeah, that Florida thing. All righty. The other thing that happened on Thursday is that Joe Biden was answering questions, leaning into the microphone and whispering, which struck people as kind of odd, and the Creepy Joe is now trending on social media because of the way he was behaving. And it's really becoming obvious that there are some issues there. Getting into other stories, there were affidavits filed in a federal court on June 21st that raised crucial questions about the FBI's role in the 2016 Hillary Clinton presidential campaign's efforts to paint Donald Trump as a Russian agent. Now, the FBI obtained a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act warrant to spy on the entire Trump team based on a dossier of memos alleging Trump's ties to Russia that was filed by Clinton campaign contractor Christopher Steele. And, of course, it turned out that memo, that dossier, was just an absolute fiction. But the newly released document suggests the FBI might have helped shape the anti-Trump plot as its origins. Now, the affidavits are the latest revelation to come from the ongoing defamation suit that the owners of Alpha Bank, which is Russia's largest commercial bank, have sought against Fusion GPS, the communications firm that hired Steele to compile the Trump-Russia dossier on behalf of the Clinton campaign. In one of Steele's memos, Alpha Bank principals Mikhail Fridman, Peter Avin, and German Kahn were alleged to have engaged in corrupt processes, and they are suing, rightly, for defamation. Speaking of the FBI, down in Louisiana, they have busted a serial sexual deviant who preyed on multiple children over a five-year period. And the individual is 51-year-old David Harris. He's an active-duty FBI agent at the New Orleans field office. And he's been accused of crimes across multiple parishes, including aggravated crimes against nature, which under Louisiana law means forced sodomy or bestiality, indecent behavior with children under the age of 13, attempted rape, obscenity, and witness intimidation. And Harris is the second FBI agent in 2 months to be charged for sodomizing children under the age of 13. I don't know. I think I'd, if I were the FBI, I'd definitely be talking to the Human Resources Office about a little bit more care in picking FBI agents. But, you know, the FBI's reputation is so bad, they may actually be having trouble recruiting people right now, which is how they wind up with, you know, sickos like this. Meanwhile, getting into the world of corporate media, Amazon and Google are now under investigation over concerns that they have been putting up fake five-star reviews on their websites to mislead shoppers and direct them to various products. Now, the Competition and Markets Authority is worried that law-abiding businesses who sell over Amazon and Google may be losing out to companies who are using these false recommendations. And this is breaking consumer law, for which both Amazon and Google could be taken to court. And, of course, during the COVID pandemic, online shopping just absolutely soared, and it got very competitive. And as usual, people wanted to cheat. Speaking of cheating, Representative David Cicilline exempted Microsoft from a bill he sponsored to regulate big tech 3 months after he received a donation from Microsoft President Brad Smith, according to Federal Election Commission filings. And, you know, how very, very convenient and in the open. Cicilline's decision to accept the money marked an about-face for the congressman who promised he was not going to accept big tech money back in 2019. All right. Down in Fulton County, there's a development there. A judge, Henry County Superior Court Chief Judge Brian Amaro, yesterday dismissed 7 of the 9 claims in a Fulton County election lawsuit, but he's allowing 2 of them to proceed that required the county to produce digital images of 150,000 mail-in ballots that are at the center of plaintiffs' allegations of fraud in the election. The judge also named members of the Fulton Election Board as defendants in the lawsuit, and the plaintiffs are saying this is a major victory moving forward. And let's see, the United States down in actually Biden's Justice Department filed a lawsuit today challenging the new Georgia election law that imposes new rules on voting, like, you know, voter ID and things, saying that it is racist and it's targeting black voters And Attorney General Merrick Garland is suing to try and block it. This one is going to go all the way to the Supreme Court, I'm predicting right now. And this is a real fight here. Over in Arizona, the Democrats are licking their wounds because the Arizona Senate passed signature verification into election law. And that is a major, major step toward cleaning up this election system. Meanwhile, back in Fulton County, I got this a little out of order here. The Fulton County officials have hired two new criminal attorneys to try and find some way to stop the court-ordered Georgia audit. Gee whiz, think you got something to hide? Because it sure looks like it, doesn't it? All righty. Somebody made the comment, this was over at Cuz Blue, money and ballots are valuable. That's why you ensure every penny and every ballot is valid with auditing these precious items. And that makes a lot of sense. Why do we audit money but not the ballots? Over in Arizona, again, the paper analysis is finishing up. They are getting very close to releasing their final report. General Michael Flynn is voicing concern that there may be a major distraction before the release of the Arizona audit report. He says something is going to happen. They must create noise before the Arizona audit. They're going to have to do something. I agree with him. They're desperate. They're absolutely, absolutely desperate to find something that will just drive the election fraud out of the news cycle. I don't know, maybe war with Iran or something. Meanwhile, Joe Biden has been branded a racist for claiming Latinx Americans aren't getting vaccinated because they fear deportation. And that was kind of a dumb comment to make, I think. You know, more and more people are not getting the vaccines because of all the adverse reactions, and I don't think being Latinx has anything to do with it. And there is another story. This is coming on out of Breitbart. And it's talking about the comment Joe Biden made the other day about, you know, American, you know, warning Americans who, you know, think that they're going to change the government. The government has F-15s and nuclear weapons. And that has really annoyed and angered a lot of people. And, you know, basically... Biden said the Second Amendment from the day it was passed limited the type of people who could own a gun and what type of weapon you could own. And he said you couldn't buy a cannon. Well, in point of historical fact, the Second Amendment does not limit, you know, what kind of weapons you can have. In fact, the Supreme Court has previously said that the Second Amendment reserves to the American people the same weapons as the government's military in order to hold them in check. And, you know, Biden, you know, basically went into a word salad of incoherence. But yeah, the Second Amendment is an absolute. Now, it does talk about the militia. But it was after the Second Amendment was passed that the militia was legally defined with age limits, of which, unfortunately, I myself am outside. But there's nothing in the Second Amendment that limits what kind of weapons you can have. You know, you can have whatever weapon you feel you really need. I can't imagine anybody needing a cannon, at least for the immediate future. But, you know, most Second Amendment weapons, you know, are for home defense. And speaking of home defense, Biden is now on the warpath against pistol braces, which are aids to improve accuracy. And they're out there saying, oh, these things are used for crime and they've got to be limited. And the reality is, no, in point of fact, criminals don't bother with pistol braces because they're standing right in front of their intended victim. And it's just another attempt to remove from the American people anything that might help them resist, you know, government tyranny. And remember, tyranny survives by fraud and force. And when the fraud fails, tyranny resorts to force. And that seems to be where we are headed right now, because certainly the fraud is failing. You know, the American people are well aware that this government controls them through lies, fraud, and deception. Meanwhile, Biden's $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan has now been whittled down to $579 billion. And Nancy Pelosi is out there saying that it will never pass unless this laundry list of liberal projects is included in it. And we still don't know exactly where that money is going to go. I don't know, maybe to reinforcing some of those buildings down in Florida, or fixing some of these bridges that are cracking. Now, Tracy Stone Manning is President Biden's nominee to be director of the Bureau of Land Management, and she has gone on record as describing American children as an environmental hazard. Now, she is an advocate for population control, but to describe American children as an environmental hazard, I think, crosses a line. Okay. Anyway, she called for an advertising campaign to lessen procreation among Americans towards environmental ends. She doesn't need to really worry about that, because the birth rate here in the United States is in decline, possibly because of the pandemic, possibly because of the economy, or possibly because that epicyte gene has escaped into the wild. Over on the CBC, they have turned off Facebook comments to protect their fragile journalists' mental health and to protect free speech. And, you know, this is, you know, snowflake culture. You know, journalists used to be rugged and used to deal with varying opinions of the job, and now they're fragile and in need of attention. And so CBC is now banning all comments so their journalists don't have to listen to any opposition. I'm sure Hemingway is spinning in his grave, but we all know what's really going on. CBC and actually a lot of other corporate media, they are blocking comments now because of all the people pointing out corporate media lies and propaganda. And they don't like having their lies pointed out. So it's just going to be one point of view, you know, you nasty internet people, you're just spoiling the party. Emails obtained by CNN, amazingly enough, they're reporting this story about how Biden, the Biden campaign, rather, pressured Facebook to censor Donald Trump before the 2020 election. And the Biden campaign repeatedly insisted that Facebook remove information described as violent rhetoric, a concern that seemed to be completely absent during months of leftist rioting and burning down entire city blocks throughout the summer. Now, after a deluge of public and private complaints by Biden's team and other Democrats, a former Biden campaign staffer said Facebook essentially did nothing in response. Well, so I guess Facebook isn't all bad. And apparently what the Biden officials were mostly concerned about is that Facebook didn't remove enough videos warning people of the potential of massive election fraud. So there we are on that one. Okay, Rudy Giuliani has had his law license in New York suspended, and he responded by saying, "You tell me if this would have happened if I was representing Hillary Clinton." And it's pure politics. I mean, they're trying to basically destroy any means for Donald Trump to legally represent himself. Meanwhile, over at MSNBC. Joy Reid, we were talking about her yesterday when she was sort of screaming on top of a critic of critical race theory. Her ratings are just plunging. They are just absolutely in the tank. She finished behind eight different shows on CNN. So, and maybe the reason people are just turning off corporate media is once again Hunter Biden gets a pass. Here in the independent media, we have been talking about how Hunter used his father's credit card to pay a Russian escort $25,000. Not a word of that has shown up on any of the corporate media. Over at the Washington Post, with Bezos at the helm, they're absolutely becoming just a propaganda institution, and they've got these glaring conflicts of interest that are the subject of scrutiny online. And it's there was this article that was supposed to soak billionaires in taxes, supposedly written by star columnist Megan McArdle, but it's now being speculated that Bezos himself wrote the piece. So blatantly, it is in his interest. It was. And so, yeah, we're doing that. Oh, yes, we did miss the break. Okay, well, too bad. Meanwhile, Tucker Carlson, we're going to get into the COVID now. Tucker Carlson is slamming the CDC director for downplaying the risk of vaccines on young people, pointing out that the CDC's own website says one in four kids in the 12 to 17 age group will experience side effects. And again, this is not science. This is politics and economics that are just driving this here. There's been a new study out published in the Journal of Translational Science, and it found, no surprise, children who were vaccinated were diagnosed with autism, severe allergies, gastrointestinal disorders, asthma, recurring ear infections, and ADD, ADHD more often than children who were completely unvaccinated. And, of course, the corporate media won't report that either. Over in Israel, they are reporting that half of adults infected in the latest COVID-19 surge were, in fact, fully vaccinated. Doesn't look like it's really working. It's more downside than upside. And, you know, Norway said it yesterday, you're more likely to be harmed by the vaccine than by COVID. There's a new study out from the University of Kent suggesting that the first COVID-19 cases may have emerged as early as October 2019 in China. And this is about the same time that Anthony Fauci was sending evaluation samples of potential COVID vaccines to the Wuhan Institute. Kind of an interesting little bit of timing there. Now, they haven't definitively said that's what they're dealing with. It's really a statistical model that they relied on for this. Health Secretary Matt Hancock, this is over in Great Britain, had a little bit of a whoopsie. I mean, this is a, wear the face mask, keep the space, and all the rest of it. And he got caught on video in this steamy hug-kiss session with his closest aide. It was caught on closed-circuit TV inside the Department of Health. And, the British Health Secretary is being trolled on social media for this. And, of course, I don't know if he's married and if he is what his wife thinks about it. But earlier today, the Sun published images taken from the CCTV camera of the minister kissing aide Gina Colodangelo. And the images are apparently from last May. And he's up close and personal with the woman. He's holding her backside as they basically make out in what is supposedly the Department of Health's London headquarters during office hours. Oh, my goodness. Getting on back to the CDC, they're reporting a 51% increase in suicide attempts among teenage girls. And it's a tragedy, but this whole lockdown thing has just put everybody under serious emotional stress. And now that the lockdowns are over, kids have been traumatized. They're having trouble readjusting back to socialization. They're getting panic attacks going back to school. And what a terrible thing to have done to them. Now, Naomi Wolf, you know, she was famous from a book about unrealistic standards of physical beauty, which, by the way, I agree with. And she's a spokeswoman of third wave feminism. And she has just had her Twitter account suspended for promoting COVID conspiracies. And she also talked about Edward Snowden and Daesh. She was a political advisor to Bill Clinton, and she was suspended for posting anti-vaccine comments to Twitter, because you're not supposed to upset the gods of Big Pharma. And, of course, that's why I lost my YouTube channel. Getting on to the international news now, Biden's new Atlantic Charter appears to be a thinly disguised effort to promote a globalist world order. And the idea is they're trying to merge the United States with the nations of Europe under an unaccountable transatlantic regime. And it's being pushed by Joe Biden and Prime Minister Boris Johnson. And the document advances a dizzying array of big government schemes, including sustainable development, entangling military alliances, man-made global warming alarmism, and the so-called rules-based international order based on rules made up by the United States. The President of Afghanistan, and I don't mean Hamid Karzai, he's gone now, Ashraf Ghani and his former foe Abdullah Abdullah are in Washington to meet with Joe Biden. And it's certainly a valuable symbol for Ghani, but it also seems to indicate that Afghanistan is, at least at the governmental level, is not that excited about the United States leaving, because everywhere the United States is pulling out from, the Taliban are securing major victories. Now, it's we talked about the troop pullout in Afghanistan, and it was supposed to be early this year per Trump. Then Biden came on in and said September 11th. And then earlier in the week, the Pentagon said, well, maybe even slower than that. And then now they're saying that there will still be troops in Afghanistan after the official pullout, you know, in order to provide security for U.S. diplomats. And so we'll see what happens with that. U.S. intelligence is saying that Kabul could actually fall in just 6 months after the U.S. leaves. And that is Kabul's problem, not ours. Well, I'm sure that the oil companies that are using that pipeline that was the whole proximate cause of this war are going to be concerned that they're going to have to pay full tourist rates for that right of way if the Taliban get back in control. Okay, the Saudis are bombing Yemen again. This was last night. Saudi fighter jets had carried out large-scale attacks in the central Yemeni province of Marib, and there were at least 12 different attacks in Sirwan and 6 attacks over Marib. No casualties or damage reported so far. Of course, it's hard getting communication out there. Meanwhile, story out of Aleppo News, that the tensions between the U.S. and North Korea are escalating, and certainly the rhetoric on both sides is not really working very well. So it's, you know, it's all about the North Korean nuclear program and their ballistic missiles, and I don't know, we're going to have another Korean War. Probably go to war with everybody. Okay, we're going to take a break now for commercials, and we will be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show here, and I have to make a correction.
When
I said that Chauvin had been sentenced to 10 years, that was based on a Twitter stream that was covering the live feed from the courtroom. Apparently, the sentence was 22 and a half years. And so I think that works out to possible parole in 15 years. So hopefully with that, we will not see any rioting in the streets. So we had to correct that one. Anyway, getting on back to the international news, over in India, their Navy is deploying warships in the Indian Ocean as tensions with China are ratcheting up over the Ladakh region, where New Delhi and Beijing are accusing each other of basically inciting the border tensions. And amid the standoff with China in eastern Ladakh, the Indian Navy had repositioned a range of naval assets in the Indian Ocean region to send a message to China. All right, let's get on back to that incident between the British warship, the HMS Defender, and Russia. Now, the Pentagon said it didn't happen. Great Britain said it didn't happen. Then the Russians released video showing it did happen exactly as they described it. And now we are seeing a report that Boris Johnson himself personally ordered the warship into Crimean waters to try and reassert that Crimea is part of Ukraine and not Russia. His foreign secretary ignored him. This was a big mistake. Johnson basically ignored him. And somebody, you know, in this cat and mouse game between Great Britain and Russia, somebody somewhere miscalculated, and I don't think it was the Russians. Meanwhile, the Kremlin voiced regret over yesterday's incident basically said it is a provocation. Yeah, that's exactly what Boris Johnson wanted. It is also a violation of international law. And that is correct as well. And it was intentional. It came from Boris Johnson here. The Russian military is warning both Great Britain and the United States not to tempt fate in the Black Sea in the wake of the HMS Defender incident. And I would really like to make a point here. You know, we're not seeing Chinese warships sailing between Catalina and Los Angeles. We're not seeing Iranian or Russian warships in the Gulf of Mexico. We need to remember who it is who's pushing the bounds on other countries. And all it's going to take is one hothead or one mistake, and there'll be a real shooting war going on. And I would like to see cooler heads prevail here. Earlier this morning, Russia's Navy kicked off a joint exercise in the Mediterranean. Alongside their Air Force, they're conducting war games involving cruisers, frigates, and submarines from the Black Sea Fleet. And according to the Russian military, it involved five ships, including the missile cruiser Moskva and two guided missile frigates, Admiral Essen and Admiral Makarov. So they're out there exercising around here. Getting on down to Israel here, a survey is showing that 51% of Democratic voters, including 62% who identify as liberal, say that the United States is not supportive enough of the Palestinians. They want the United States to do more to support Palestine, according to this latest poll. It was published by the Associated Press and the NORC, Center for Public Affairs Research, and it does show a growing rift on the issue of Palestine among the Democratic voters. So that's interesting. Meanwhile, this is kind of scary. There's a children's hospital here in the United States of America in Arizona, and they fired a Palestinian doctor for the crime of criticizing Israel on Facebook. Now, I think this doctor probably has grounds for a countersuit, since the Supreme Court set a precedent saying that what you say on your own time on social media, you know, is not subject for review or censorship. You know, the context of the Supreme Court decision was schools monitoring their students' online communications when they were on their own time and off campus. So anyway, Dr. Fida'a Washaa, who's from the Gaza Strip, was dismissed from her job at the Phoenix Hospital after writing a Facebook post about Israel's recent bombing of Gaza. Now, I would understand that sort of thing happening in Israel, but we're talking about the United States of America here, where we're supposed to have a First Amendment. And, you know, shame on this hospital for doing that. Anyway, Israel has authorized a new wave of West Bank settlement buildings. These are the first illegal settlements that will be built under the new Prime Minister Bennett. And, you know, he basically called himself the government of change. Well, we're waiting to see the change. And there were 33 proposals concerning illegal settlements considered by the High Planning Subcommittee of Israel's Civil Administration, according to the Times of Israel. So I don't know how much change there really is. Now, there's one kind of positive thing going on. Maybe this is where Bennett meant the change. Israel is going to expand the Gaza Strip's fishing zone and allow more imports of raw materials to essential industries. And according to the Office of the Coordinator for Government Activities in the occupied Palestinian territories, the decision, which would allow Gaza fishermen to venture 9 nautical miles out into the ocean instead of just 6 and open the Karam Shalom crossing, and it was basically done in response to this week's calm security situation. And I don't know how calm it's going to remain, because the Israeli Army's chief of the general staff, Aviv Kochabi, is saying there is a reasonable chance of another attack on the besieged Gaza Strip. And so we'll see what's going to happen over there. Over in Iran, the new president-elect, Ebrahim Raisi, said that there must be an end to foreign interference if there's going to be regional stability and security. I like the way this guy is talking. It's foreign interference. I wonder who he means. Anyway, speaking in a telephone conversation with Qatar's Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Ahmad Al Thani last night, Raisi emphasized that collective stability and security can be achieved once foreign interference in regional affairs comes to an end. He's certainly absolutely correct about that. Meanwhile, the United Nations is saying an estimated 230,000 people have been displaced by the fighting in Myanmar and currently need assistance. Now, Myanmar has been in crisis since a February 1st coup ousted a questionably elected government, leading to protest killings and bombings. And again, that election was viewed as highly suspect. So I'm hoping the same thing is not going to happen here when these audits start coming on out, confirming that there was, in fact, something very hinky about the 2020 election. Over in Poland, their parliament last night passed a draft bill which will make it harder for Jews to recover property supposedly seized by Nazi German occupiers and kept by post-war communist rulers. This is probably going to anger Israel and the United States. Now, Poland was home to one of the world's largest Jewish communities when it was almost entirely wiped out by the Nazis in World War II. Jewish former property owners and their descendants have been campaigning for compensation since the fall of communism in 1989. And so there we are. A little bit of a warning. Former U.S. Assistant Treasury Secretary Paul Craig Roberts has come on out and said that NATO will never equal the power of the Russian military because the alliance only serves a propagandistic function. And Robert said NATO will never match Russian military strength. NATO mainly serves as European approval of U.S. foreign policy. That's a very, very cogent observation for him to make. Getting on to the economic news now, as the pandemic recedes, millions of workers are saying, I quit. They got used to working from home. They like not having to do that commute. They like not having to dress up. And as companies are saying, come back to the office, so the mid-level managers have a job to do, they're saying no. And, you know, the pandemic has changed the mindset of a lot of workers, and they want to find remote work. And fortunately, there is a lot of that out there. Meanwhile, Iran is flouting the U.S. sanctions squeeze. Their non-oil exports have grown nearly 70% in just one quarter. And this is despite the United States slapping crushing sanctions on Iran's energy sector back in 2018 after Trump unilaterally pulled out of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action nuclear deal. So Iran's this was the same thing that happened when the U.S. tried to use oil prices to hurt Russia's economy, and it turned out Russia's economy was far more diverse and robust than U.S. analysts had concluded. And the same thing is apparently true of Iran. They're not totally dependent on the oil revenues, and their non-oil exports are booming. Interesting little story. Panasonic has officially sold all of its shares in Tesla. They had a $3.6 billion stake in Tesla last year, and Panasonic said it will continue supplying Tesla with batteries. And they're saying their relationship with Tesla as a business partner is not going to change. But I guess they needed the money for something else. By the way, there was a little consumer report that we posted at whatreallyhappened.com where a gentleman bought a brand new high-end Tesla and got into it only to have the little unit holding the airbag pop out of the steering wheel into his lap. So quality control needs a little bit of work there. Bolivia looks like they may be considering gold confiscation. They have just passed a law blocking bullion sales and exports. And it may be because Bolivia is enduring 25,000% hyperinflation of their peso. And so back in 2018, the Bolivian Central Bank took the administrative measure to suspend the sale of dollars in order to maintain its peg to the dollar. Now it looks like they're going to move on gold. Meanwhile, the student loan crisis is still out there. It is now estimated that 9 out of every 10 student loan borrowers cannot resume payments again, even as the pandemic economy hopefully starts to improve. Somebody's got to do something about that. And, of course, the other crisis is that eviction moratorium, which is going to expire in a week. And, Newsom out in California says he's going to pay all the back rent of the lowest income people. But that's still going to leave a lot of middle class people in danger of losing their homes. And I think making that many Americans homeless overnight it's not going to go down calmly. Uber and Lyft vehicles are adding these face tracking tablets in the back of the car that will look at you, recognize your identity, and then play personalized advertisements to the passengers and monitor their reactions. That's a little scary, I think. Anyway, Kamala Harris is finally off to meet the migrants on the U.S.-Mexico border. She's doing it to counter criticism that she was very slow to visit the region and see what's going on. One report says that when she got down there, the migrants were cheering for Donald Trump and not her. Of course, Kamala is blaming Donald Trump for the migration problem, and it's a little silly. It's like they don't even care if you believe the lies anymore. Now, the BBC investigated an unaccompanied minor detention center in Texas, and they found out that the children are exposed to disease, dangerous food, and sexual abuse while in confinement. Now, as the flood of unaccompanied migrant children mounted throughout the spring, the Biden administration quickly put up these detention centers in multiple locations. And the BBC says these migrant children, mostly from Central America, face heartbreaking living conditions. Well, I do feel sympathy for these children, but maybe if the illegal immigrants were more miserable here than their own homes, they will stop coming. And to me, that seems like a real solution. Stop the free stuff and, make it very difficult for them to live here, and they will go back home. Make their home countries look more attractive than life here in the United States for the illegal immigrants. And I know I'm going to get nasty emails about that one. All right. There's this nonprofit group, Christians Engaged, and they've been refused tax-exempt status because the IRS equates Christians with being Republicans. And the concern here is that this is going to make America even more polarized than it already is. And they're absolutely correct about that. Over at Cal State LA, they have this new ethnic studies dean that, let's see, anyway, I'm trying to find the name here. Anyway, this dean backed Louis Farrakhan and wished Clarence Thomas was dead. And we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back in a minute.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to the back to our show here and getting into the area of wokeness and political correctness or whatever they're calling it this week here. The FAA is now recommending aviation people no longer use terms like airman and cockpit, preferring the gender-neutral terms like aviator and flight deck to try and make the aviation industry more inclusive. Now, it's interesting that they don't really understand the history of where the term cockpit comes from. It's got nothing to do with the male appendage. It has everything to do with cockfighting, where you take these, it's a disgusting sport, you take these roosters, you put these razor sides on their feet, and you put them in this very tightly enclosed area to slash at each other, and that tightly enclosed area is called a cockpit, and that's where the term actually came from. So it's really not a gender issue. Speaking of gender, story out of Zero Hedge, and it's asking a very serious question. You know, does the fact that we have transgenders competing in the Olympics signal the end of women in sports? And we've got that transgender weightlifter from New Zealand, it's just not fair to the women. And it really isn't. And I think it's kind of underscores the absurdity that our society has descended into. Up in Seattle, there's an LGBT pair. They complained about this $50 fee for white people at a pride event, saying it goes against Dr. King's dream of a nation where a person isn't judged on the color of their skin, but the content of their character. And they are absolutely right. And we have this whole critical race theory where the focus is all on what color are you? You know, your color is everything. We don't care how intelligent you are, how kind you are, how honest you are, how generous you are. If your skin color is white, you're a bad person. If it's anything else, you're okay. Now, we did talk a while back about this school in New Jersey that wanted to basically remove the holiday names Thanksgiving and Memorial Day and simply put in days off. And there was a huge parental backlash, and the New Jersey School Board has reversed its decision. So you're still going to have Thanksgiving and Memorial Day on the school calendar. It really is. It's this conscious effort to just try and erase everything that happened before. And again, that's right from the Mao's Little Red Book, you know, on how to have a cultural revolution. Over at Fort Worth, at their school board meeting, at the Fort Worth Independent School District school board, about 100 people, descended on the school board to protest critical race theory. All right, we got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines now, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.